or for your spirit.
You're at the right spot.
It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
Good afternoon, and I hope you are living your life as if it were golden, and hopefully that it is golden. This is Kimberly Reed, and it's an honor and a pleasure to bring you another episode of Connect with Kimberly Reed. Today is Spirit Day, and specifically we're going to be talking about intuition. And for those of you who have ever experienced an intuition or a deja vu moment, this perhaps will be interesting to you. If you're in business, this will definitely be interesting to you. And it is those people who really key into their intuition, who tap into that clarity so that they can hear those messages or that gut feeling, really, and when they have faith in that intuition, they are able to create miracles a lot of times. And so our guest today is, we're going to be talking about that and how to gain some clarity around that, how to really have faith in that, and to trust yourself in those times where you're having maybe a gut check, and to plow forward and create some miracles in your own life, whether it be in business or in personal life. So our guest today is Susan Rappel, and she is a PhD. She's an internationally known business advisor. Susan's gift is her ability to artfully blend her well-honed intuition with her business acumen from 30 years in the corporate America, bringing down to earth practical intuitive skills and extensive business savvy to her clients. Susan assists her clients in resolving challenges, expanding their vision, and gaining clarity, focus, and confidence with firmly grounded, actionable steps designed to accelerate their business success. Susan brings her corporate experience of over 15 years as a professional intuitive to the table, along with hands-on experience of starting and running two growing businesses. Her fresh and lively approach incorporates her skills as a certified person.
Do you want world-class debt?
Whoopsie.
What is going on here? Don't ask.
Well, we
that
have
was a break for our sponsor right there, and there's a ghost in the machine.
We have
on Deja Vu Day.
We have a little glitch, but nonetheless, that keeps things exciting, doesn't it? Well, and we love Dr. Mansourian, so thank him for popping in. He'll be back actually live next Tuesday, and we will just with that interesting little snafu. We'll go forward, onward and upward. Susan, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Kimberly.
Well, thank you for being here. You have quite an interesting mix in your background and experience and natural abilities. So medical intuitive to corporate America. I mean, that is a span and a half, honey.
It is. It is.
But I'm sure that it works beautifully for you.
It does, because the corporate background helps me know where to look when I'm doing a business intuition consultation with someone, but I actually get the information from the person's business itself.
Interesting. Very interesting. So how does business intuition differ from a sixth sense or premonition or other intuition?
Well, actually, it's the same. It's using the same tool of intuition. It's just consciously using it for a business focus instead of a personal focus.
Fantastic. I'm sure that that would, as I was alluding to in my intro, many, I've heard many stories of successful business people who said that they tapped in and went with their gut a lot of times in business, and it served them very, very well. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. In fact, I saw an example of that on your website, Tools for Better Living, where you talk about that the concept for Tools for Better Living hit you like a bolt of lightning when you're in the shower one evening.
I love the shower. I get my best ideas when I'm in the shower.
And that's one of my suggestions for people, is anytime you're around water, it's really helpful and helps us tap into our intuition in a much easier way.
Now, why is that? I mean, I've always loved water. I grew up near the Atlantic coast, and now, of course, I'm on the Pacific coast for several years. So what is it with water?
Well, water helps us, Kimberly, be in an alpha state, so a more relaxed state of mind, rather than in our beta, our busy mind. Really, that's what helps us access our intuition much easier, is being in that more relaxed state.
Well, now I'm just going to have to be pruny all the time.
There you go. Another time to really, that makes it easier to access your intuition, is that twilight time between waking up right before you open your eyes in the morning. I like to call that your horizontal intuition.
good term.
Yeah.
And that is also a great time. One of my friends is really intuitive in her dreams, and will oftentimes have very vivid dreams. And she says the ones in the morning, just before waking, are the ones to really pay attention to.
Oh, definitely. That's why I suggest people have a notebook next to their bed so they can write down their intuitive dreams and insights before they fade away.
And I'm usually remembering things that haven't gotten done yet. So it's like, oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Sometimes, too, our dreams is where we get precognitive information. So
now, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's intuition about things that are going to happen. So as an example, I had worked with a gal about 10 years prior and hadn't really thought about her in years. And then one night she was in a dream I had, and the very next day I ran into her in person. So that's an example of where we sometimes get intuitive information in our dreams about things that are going to happen in the future.
Very interesting. My mother and I are kind of linked that way, and sometimes we'll be thinking about each other, and then the other one will call or text or something like that.
Oh, absolutely. That happens especially with people that we're close to.
So how does this work with creating a vision for a business?
Well, what happens is that you can use intuition to tap into a bigger vision for your business. So the vision that we have for our business is oftentimes restricted or confined to our mental constructs and what information we know or that we've heard about, or maybe even our personal conditioning, so our ideas about how big the business can be. But when we tap into the business innate intelligence of the business itself, then we oftentimes get a much bigger vision, because that bypasses our busy mind or our critical mind that doesn't always allow us to see what the bigger vision is for the business.
And that's really interesting. Now, there have been scientific studies about how information is transferred within groups of animals or birds.
Yes.
And even if they're on different continents, somehow that information is transferred to them. And so is that what you're talking about, tapping into a greater creative force?
Yes, it is. And one of the quotes that I like is by Wayne Dyer. He says, if prayer is you talking to God, then intuition is God talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's from his book, Everyday Wisdom.
Love
and,
that.
You know, even for people, regardless of what our spiritual or religious beliefs are, we all have access, using our intuitive senses, to access that greater, as Carl Jung calls it, the collective unconscious. Because even the scientists now are talking about terms like the zero-point field, or the A field, or the new sphere, or the morphogenic field. So science is now catching up to what people have known for thousands of years, is that the information is out there, and intuition is just another method for tapping into it.
So with a physical metaphor for this very ethereal concept, is it like plugging in an appliance into the electrical current, and therefore getting more power?
Yes, that's an excellent example. And another example is similar to the Internet, where instead of using your computer and the network to tap into the resource of data that's on the Internet, you're using your intuition as the vehicle to tap into the innate intelligence of the business.
So intuition is really Google speak,
yes,
right?
Yes, your own personal Google.
Well, I have had a practice for quite a few years now that I will ask my subconscious mind or my spirit to work on things as I sleep right before I go to bed. And that's kind of that twilight period that you were talking about.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I will have a dream, or I will wake up sometime in the earlier mornings of the day, will have an idea or a revelation while I'm journaling in the early morning that will bring some clarity around how to manipulate might be not the right word, but to grow through or to have a breakthrough in a spot that's been an obstacle in the past.
Yes. The way I like to look at that, Kimberly, is that I look at it as two modes of intuition. There's the receptive mode of intuition, so that's when we're looking for answers using our intuition as our Google. And then there's active intuition, where we actually use our intuition and our intention to set the energy, for example, for events or like if you have an important business meeting or a speaking engagement, for example, you can actually use your intuition to set the energy to the most positive outcome.
Interesting. So, and do you have a specific term for that?
I do call it receptive intuition and active intuition. Okay. So, in fact, I have a free resource guide, intuitive resource guide, on my website at chiefintuitionofficer.com. That talks about receptive and active intuition and actually has some tools and techniques for using those.
Very interesting, and thank you for sharing that with our listeners today. One of my friends, actually, he has been able to intuitively or spiritually tap into spirit guides,
mm-hmm.
and they call it a manifestation workshop. And like before they get into a car, they will set the intention of having a safe and clear drive and arriving on time,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, being able to be calm and very aware, and the other drivers around them are also aware, so everything is, you know, moving along in a safe and positive way. So just as one example, and, you know, before each project, he has a practice of setting this manifestation workshop or active intention, is I guess what you're calling it.
Absolutely.
Very interesting.
I also teach my clients that are interested in how to connect with their spirit guides as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, I'm glad my spirit intuitively told me to talk about that then.
A good example of a very successful person that uses intuition regularly is Oprah.
I would believe that.
I read an interview about her in Black Entrepreneur magazine where she says the two things that have made her the most successful are intuition and timing.
And it looks like it worked out pretty well for her.
Pretty well. So it's definitely a resource that we can all tap into. And interestingly, our schools, both our, for example, just any schools, including business schools, really haven't caught up with the concept of teaching intuition as a valuable business resource. So I'm hoping that changes in the future.
I'm sure that it will. As with everything, some things just, some people are a little more stubborn to take on new ideas.
That's true. The other thing a lot of people don't realize is there's actually 6 intuitive senses.
Really?
Yes.
Well, give us a couple of them quickly, and then we'll take a break and we'll hear the other 4.
Great. The first one that most people are familiar with is called clairvoyance or clear seeing. So that's when we get information with our inner eyes that can come in the form of symbols or pictures or what even seems to our inner eye as a full motion video.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We all like videos.
We all like videos. And then the next form that a lot of people are familiar with is clairsentience or clear feeling. And that's when we actually get information in our physical body. So say, for example, have you ever been around somebody either in person or on the phone that's not feeling well, and all of a sudden you start feeling their symptomology?
It happens more than you'd realize.
That's
for me.
That's a form of clairsentience. It's also called being empathic. So oftentimes clients come to me because they're very empathic and it impacts them so much that they can barely be out in public. And so one of the things I teach clients is what I call healthy energy boundaries, so that they can learn to turn that information on and off, or at like a rheostat, turn it up and down.
Very,
so they aren't negatively impacted.
Very, very important, especially with the funky energy that's going on in the world right now. Susan, this is going to be a great conversation. I can already tell. For our listeners, I hope you will stay tuned and perhaps expound your boundaries a little bit today and your learning about intuition and how it can positively impact your life, whether in business or personally and in relationships. So stay with us here on Connect with Kimberly Reed, inspiring and empowering radio on 1400 AM KKZZ.
Want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
And welcome back. Oh, that's a good song. Thank you for playing that. I still don't remember what the name of it is on the top of my tongue. My husband, would know. But in any case, fabulous, great song. As per usual, Tom Spence picking the best tunes for our show that go right along because he's listening right along and absorbing all of this fabulous information that we have here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Today we're talking about intuition, and this has been a delightful conversation with Susan Ruppel, who is a PhD. Twilight Zone, that's what that was. Stepping into the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone brought to business.
Fabulous. Okay, so you gave us clairvoyance. There's six different kinds of intuition. There's clairvoyance, clairsensory, I believe you called it. What are the other four, Susan?
After clairsentience is clairaudience, so that's clairhearing. So have you ever heard words or phrases or sentences or full conversations, even... Sometimes music or songs can come to us with our inner ear and provide answers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So literally to tune in to the heavens.
There you go.
Fantastic. Okay, number four.
Next is claircognizance or clear knowing. So that's when information just drops in and you know it, but you don't know how you know it.
That's a good example
that you talked about earlier, Kimberly, where... You hear the phone ring, and somehow you just know who's calling before you even answer, even though it's not planned.
Well, and as a kid, I grew up having these theories, and I never really talked with anybody about them because I figured they would, you know, think I was crazy. And I would ask certain questions of people that I thought would know, and they didn't really like my questions a lot of times. And so I just quit, you know, asking about them. But I had these theories, and I swear to you, Susan, over the last 5 years or so, nearly every one of them have been proven true to me, and it's just been an exciting ride.
Well, that's great that you recognize that and validate it, because that helps us expand our intuition.
Well, and it is like a muscle, isn't it?
It is, definitely. The more you exercise it, the better it works.
Okay, so we've got clairvoyance, seeing, clairsensorance, I believe you called it.
Clairsentience, yeah.
Sentience. Okay, I'm going to get that word, I promise. where you have a feeling or somewhat empathic, clairaudience, the inner ear telling us something.
Yes.
And then claircognizance.
Yeah, or clear knowing.
Clear knowing, all right.
And some of these modes are oftentimes what mothers use to know when to check on their children, even though there's no logical reason.
And that's why they're mothers, right?
There you go. So just a quick story about my journey with intuition is the very first time I took, many years ago, my first class in intuition, it was on clairvoyance. And so although I was getting a lot of the same information as everybody else in the class, I wasn't getting all the visuals that people were getting. And so I started to get a bit frustrating. Well, about that time, I ran across a book by an MIT-trained scientist called You Are Psychic, an MIT-trained scientist proven program for expanding your psychic powers by Pete A. Sanders, Jr. And so he did a bunch of study at MIT in biomedical chemistry and brain science, and he's where I first heard about the four primary modes of intuition that we just talked about.
So there's four, there's not six?
They are six, and
oh, okay.
We'll see the next two.
In a moment. Okay.
The next one is called clairalience or clairsmelling. So, for example, have you ever smelled a particular perfume right before you run into someone who wears it? And I mean right before, meaning they haven't even entered the room yet.
Interesting.
That's one example. Or another example is one of my clients smells the smell of baking cookies whenever she feels the presence of her grandmother around her who's passed on, because her grandmother used to bake her cookies all the time.
Yummy.
Yeah. And then the sixth mode is clairgustance, or clear tasting. So, for example, when I'm doing a medical intuition consultation, I sometimes get a metallic taste in my mouth when the person, the client, is being negatively impacted by chemicals in their environment.
Hmm.
So it's all different modes of information.
Well, and using our five senses, it's as well as that inner sense, it's pretty amazing what can happen when we really utilize all of our tools. And one of our tool sets is our five senses. And you know that goes with reprogramming your mind or triggering a certain feeling through the sense of smell, the sense of taste, the sense of touch. There are so many ways that we can, quote-unquote, control our minds rather than our minds controlling us.
Absolutely. And intuition isn't a substitute for the five physical senses. It augments it. It's that extrasensory perception, the ESP that we hear about, and it really is an additional resource that we have for our lives and our business.
So for those who would like to exercise this, how can we build that trust and follow that intuition where we may have maybe we don't trust ourselves and therefore we don't trust that intuition? How can we rebuild that trust and start exercising that muscle?
Well, one of the best ways, Kimberly, is to use your intuition intentionally, and I suggest people that keep an intuition journal so that they can actually keep track of when they use their intuition, whether they paid attention to it or not. And really, the more that you acknowledge it and validate it, the more it will expand. The other thing that I suggest is what I call answers a la intuition, where the Allah stands for ask, listen, and ask, and act, rather. So if everyone would spend a few minutes a day, and it really doesn't take much more than that because intuition comes to us very quickly, to first ask, so be clear about what you're asking about, and it's best to state it in the positive. And then even if you don't have a specific question, a good general question may be, what am I to know that's in my highest good or in the highest good for my business? And then the second step is listen. So really to focus and pay attention and wait for an answer, because how many times do we ask and then we go running off in our busy lives and we don't stop to pay attention to the answer that we receive?
Very true. And I love this, that we are being intentional and moving the focus, because as many of the listeners have heard me say before, what you focus on expands. And so if we're focusing on crud, then we're going to be a crud magnet. And if we are focusing on expanding our intuition and therefore our creativity or, you know, problem solving skills, then we're going to make that muscle stronger.
Absolutely. And then just being aware of the six modes, the six senses of intuition, really helps people. The other interesting thing about the intuitive senses is if people aren't sure what their highest mode or their easiest mode of intuition is to learn, it often correlates to our highest mode of learning. So if people are visual learners primarily, then it's usually easiest for them to develop their clairvoyance, their clear seeing. If people are primarily auditory learners, then it's usually easiest to develop their clairaudience. And then people that are kinesthetic learners, it's usually easiest to develop and acknowledge their clairsentience, their clairfeeling.
Well, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, most of us really are aware of our primary mode of learning, how we learn the easiest. Yeah.
So, how you talked about a little bit, on, especially for the ones who have the clairsensorious. Oh, I'm going to... I will get that word. That sometimes they feel like it's on all the time, and that empathetic feeling, they kind of absorb certain people's energy.
Oh, definitely.
And how do we turn that off and on and have that healthier boundary? So, because I notice it's a lot, especially with some of my community, that they're so giving, and oftentimes they drain out their batteries and they forget to recharge, and they're just giving, and they're absorbing. So I have this one gal in particular is helping a stage 4 cancer victim, for lack of a better word, and she got really sick. She got really down with the flu, and she was just, you know, I could just tell her energy was draining, and I'm like, what are you doing to take care of yourself? And do you remember your, you know, I have a little game that I play with my clients that I have the invisible Teflon-coated shield that it mimics the Get Smart shield of silence that they had back in the 70s. But what do you suggest for people to do so that they're not on all the time?
Well, there's a couple of things, Kimberly, and really initially it starts with being aware of it. So, for example, I work with a lot of coaches and body workers that end up taking on their clients' energy, just like you're talking about, and at the end of their workday, they're just exhausted. So any time that we come in interaction with somebody else and we leave being more drained or more exhausted than we are feeling better, then that's a very good indication that we've taken on some of their energy. Another quick and easy way to really take a look at that is by using your clairvoyance. So you can close your eyes for just a moment, for example, after you've worked with a client, and imagine a gauge that goes from 0 to 100, and just ask that gauge, how much of my client's energy, what percent of my client's energy have I taken on? And you'll usually get an immediate answer in the form of a percent. And then that way, by acknowledging it, then you can use whatever energy tools that you have, whether that's grounding. I also teach my clients how to ground and release energy. So then you can release the other people's energy. And then the second part of that I always suggest is then to reset, bringing in the energies that you choose for yourself.
Well, that's a very important part to restore the battery, so to speak, and to bring that gauge up to 100.
Absolutely.
And to do that with thought and intention and very specifically, so that we can continue doing what we love, regardless if you're in the healing arts or not, whether, you know, in business situations is very, very huge. And also in your home life, if you have certain family members that you feel completely drained after being around, and again, I do call them energy vampires because they suck the lifeblood right out of you without even trying. It's really important to have that healthy boundary, or to just go, you know, not today. I'm just not going to put myself in that space today.
Right.
And to make those very cognizant choices. Oy, oy, oy. So we are right at the half hour already, so we are going to take a quick break for our Shiro spot. And when we return, Susan, our guest today, is going to share a Shiro that has made a difference in her life. So we're talking today on Spirit Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Our guest today, Susan Rappel. She's a PhD and medical intuitive as well as business advisor, and just really enjoying this conversation today, Susan. So stay with us, and we'll hear about Susan Shiro in just a moment. We're on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ.
Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others?
Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration. And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. It's an honor and pleasure to be here with you on Spirit Day. And our guest today is Susan Rappel. She is, her website is chiefintuitionofficer.com. CIO. So, Miss CIO, yes. Who is your Shiro that you'd like to recognize today?
I would like to recognize Sandra Yancey.
Mm.
She's the founder and CEO of an organization called eWomen Network. It's got chapters all over the U.S. and Canada. And it started. She started it about 10 years ago to bring women in business together over the Internet. And then what she found was that as women, we love to also meet in person. So now there's over 100 chapters across the U.S. and Canada, and it's actually expanding around the world as well. And so there's monthly regional meetings in person, as well as the most amazing annual conference in Dallas, Texas in July that I've ever been to.
Wow. So what happened that really blew your socks off in Dallas?
Well, she brings together a wonderful combination of speakers, amazing, famous speakers, a lot of information-packed workshops to develop any variety of business skills or access to technology. It's also about the networking, of course, meeting other women in business. And it's just it's very inspirational.
Love that. Love that. Well, and when you associate with people, especially like at conferences where you bring together, you know, a few hundred like-minded individuals, it's just a lot of fun, and it definitely recharges your battery and gets you focused again. So
definitely. And the conferences are usually several thousand people.
Oh, several thousand people.
Yes, even, quite amazing.
Even better.
And interestingly, I interviewed Sandra about how she uses intuition in business, and she said, intuition is that final set of data, something you need to check against. It often serves me well. It's a great checkpoint. You have that added boost of confidence.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We can all use a little confidence booster.
Yes.
Very good, very good. Well, I'm looking at your profile here, and you, not only are you a mother and a mother of furry family animals.
There you go, two cats.
Awesome. And I'm also a cat mom too, and you're an avid reader. But what really struck me is that you've been a professional belly dancer, flamenco dancer, and percussionist for a while.
Yes.
Well, and I love it that you are really expanding your skill set. I mean, because I'm guessing that you didn't just come out of the womb belly dancing.
No. When I was 17, I went to the Renaissance Fair here in Northern California, outside of San Francisco, and I saw both belly dancing and flamenco dancing and fell in love with both.
And you just decided to go for it and try it out?
I started taking lessons at 17 at the local rec department and ended up dancing for 8 years in restaurants around the Sacramento area, and then also went to see a friend in Athens, Greece, and danced there.
Wow! Were they really serious about belly dancing?
Definitely. And then I also wrote a paper as part of my PhD program about the healing power of dance.
Oh. Well, there is something cathartic about it.
There is.
And it definitely helps to move energy. I left a message for a friend today who was under the weather, and I was like, put on some funky music and dance and get that energy shifted.
Yes.
It definitely helps.
It does.
So we've been talking about intuition and how to boost it up, the different kinds of intuition. How do you incorporate this for business folk who are very left-brained, very linear in their thinking, to start tapping into this more spiritual practice?
Well, it really boils down to tapping into their business in a new way. So oftentimes, once they've worked with me and seen how I can tap into their business intuitively, It's kind of like what I call a intuitive ride-along. So when we're in an intuitive consultation, the client actually is in that same expanded state if they desire. And usually as the intuitive information comes forward from their business, they're able to do that ride-along. And actually once I speak about it and write and draw about it, then they're able to catch that information themselves as well. So really, not only do they get the information from the consultation, but they're also developing their own intuition in business as well.
Very interesting. And so could you give us an example of how you've done this?
Absolutely. For example, a lot of my clients are what I call multipreneurs. They're serial entrepreneurs, only they have a lot of businesses going on at the same time. So I have several clients that have come to me with that challenge, thinking, oh, gosh, I need to pick one of my businesses and, you know, drop the other ones because I just don't have time to focus on three different businesses. And what oftentimes comes forward is that the three businesses really have the same core underlying theme associated with their purpose and passion. So once we use intuition to help connect the dots, instead of feeling like disjointed businesses, I have clients that have been able to create one business umbrella and then offer three different types of services under the same umbrella.
And when they have that connection in the business, then it's more congruent within taking those tasks and making them successful.
Right. It helps them create a more cohesive strategy for their business and a better way to market it.
Fabulous, fabulous. Now, I was also interested, it'll come back. So, you've been talking about how business as if it was its own organization, or organism, if you will. So, to me, a business is just kind of like an inanimate thing, but you're saying that it's more alive.
Yes. I like to use the term that I learned from one of my teachers, Lori Wilson from Canada, from InterAccess 101. She calls it the innate intelligence of the business. So have you ever felt, Kimberly, for example, that Tools for Better Living has taken on kind of a life of its own?
Occasionally.
Sometimes we feel that way. Well, even if it's a one-person business, the business really has its own energy or its own innate intelligence that's separate from the person themselves. So that's where we're taking the information, the questions to, and getting the information from.
Interesting.
In a business intuition consultation.
I have never, ever thought of it that way. So thank you for expanding my mind. I will have to check in and tap into that intuition and see what happens. That'll be a fun exercise. So tell us a little bit more about how you focus your intuition on a particular client or a particular business.
Absolutely. So, for example, if I'm working with an individual about something personal, then I just have them speak their full birth name. So that's like their energetic fingerprint, or like using your remote control to tune into the TV station that you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a business, I have the client speak their birth name as well as the name of the company, one sentence about what their products or services are, and then the number of people in the company. And then again, I use that information to tune in. That's the fingerprint of the business. And then I'm able to get information.
Almost like dialing a radio on the old-fashioned radios where they actually had a tuning dial.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So, and you said birth name, so not married name, not assumed name, not anything else, but the actual name that you were born to?
Right, the name off of their birth certificate, because that's the energetic fingerprint that we enter into physical form with.
Interesting, interesting. Mm-hmm. And so anything about the other names that we take on, especially as women? Do you have any opinion about that?
Well, it does provide additional information at times, but for me, I use the birth name to really focus on the core soul print, if you want to call it that, of the person or the business.
Interesting. And so, like, what kinds of information, what types of information do you get when you tune into that birth name?
For a person or a business?
A person.
Well, what I ask my clients to do is to come with whatever questions that they have, because although people come to me and say, okay, well, just intuitively read me whatever you see, I could go on all day, and yet that might not be what's at the top of their mind that they want to know about. So I always suggest they come with at least a starter question or two that we can start with. And get going that way. And oftentimes people will come with multiple questions that they think are very unrelated, and it usually turns out that they really all have a core underlying theme.
Interesting.
So it can be anything from their health to relationships to life balance, just whatever it is that that they're working with and would like intuitive insights around.
Interesting. So how... Give us a story. Give us an example of this. Because I'm just fascinated by this.
From a personal standpoint?
From a personal standpoint, somebody that you've worked with, and you obviously don't want to say any names or anything like that. But just give us an example of when you use their birth name and help them answer a question.
Well, this is a real fun example, Kimberly. Is somebody came to me once, and they were allergic to so many different foods that they could only eat about 10 foods. Completely total in the whole world.
Boring.
And so by tuning in intuitively and looking at that, what was uncovered was the certain circumstances in their life where they were usually very upset and very frustrated when they were eating. And so those energies made their body actually respond as if it was allergic to foods, most foods. So in working together to resolve that old program that their body took on, that client can now eat almost anything.
So by getting some information, you were able to decipher, did just the awareness bring healing to them, or was some additional energetic work needed?
Well, the awareness of patterns and habits that are no longer serving us are often really the key starting point, as you probably know with all your coaching work, and then the energetic work to help resolve or release those and move forward into a more beneficial or positive perspective is really what basically kickstarts the healing process.
Hmm. I just meant for that particular person.
Yes, for her we definitely looked at and did energy work around resolving the old issues. And then resetting the energy for how she wanted it to be whenever she ate and how her body would respond more positively.
Now, earlier in the show, you talked about how water will help us to access the alpha brainwaves versus the busy beta.
Yep.
Now, do you ever access any of the other, like, delta or theta information?
Yes, sometimes, but it's easiest to access the alpha state because that's the one that's just under the busy mind state. So rather than, I find the deeper states too, it's more important to be, for example, by yourself and where it's quiet and those kinds of things. And yet it's fairly easy to be in a relaxed and focused alpha state, with things like water or oftentimes driving in our car is where we are at least either relaxed enough or our conscious mind is focused enough on driving the vehicle that allows us to access intuitive information as well.
Beautiful. We're talking today with Susan Rappel, and she is a medical intuitive and also a business advisor and is using her gifts in a broad range of fabulousness, and her website is Chief Intuition Officer. We're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM. Stay tuned for more inspiration and empowerment.
Aztec, Aztum, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of the stump. It's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun, it is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. And was that... I know the drummer there, Terry Bozzio.
You know him, know him?
I know him, know him.
Oh, he's one of the greatest drummers in the world.
In the world?
Yeah, drum for Jeff Beck and many other bands. I've seen him numerous times.
Missing Persons, correct?
That is correct. Yes. And that was his wife.
Yes, it was his wife, no longer.
No Dylan Bozzio.
That one I knew. Yay! Today we are on Spirit Day. We're talking with Susan. I mispronounced her name earlier, so please forgive me. It's Rupel, correct?
Rupel.
Oh. My auditory is not tuned in today, apparently. So, Rupel. Right. And her website is chiefintuitionofficer.com, and she is just using her intuition in a variety of different ways to help people move forward in a positive and beneficial way. So, what are some other areas of our lives besides business where we could benefit from using our intuition before we do our final wrap-up?
Well, as our health is really a focus of intuition as well, what I've heard referred to as our inner physician. So we can actually use our intuition to know when we're out of balance and what's causing it so that we can catch any illnesses or diseases very early on in the process. So in other words, as soon as we start feeling discomfort in our bodies, we can use our intuition to ask where we're out of balance and make the appropriate adjustments rather than waiting for the medical 2x4, because our body is our soul's way of letting us know when we're out of balance with symptomology. Now, well, I do always, of course, recommend everyone have a competent health team that includes a licensed physician. However, we can use our intuition to help curb any physical ailments and really nip it in the bud.
Well, it's really important. I've read articles where people said that they eat based on their intuition, and if they're needing fish, then they're probably a little low on omega-3s, and and if they're craving spinach, then they're needing more iron and different things like that. Is that what you mean?
That's one of them. Say, for example, if I see oftentimes clients that have headaches, for example, as an expression of stress, and so to look at what is two things. Number one, what's really out of balance in our life that's causing the stress, and then medical intuition can also be used to look at what's actually the origin site versus the symptom site. So, for example, headaches can oftentimes be due to gastrointestinal distress, rather than really something that's originating in our head.
Well, and I've also heard, just to add to that, I've also heard that if our intestines are continually blocked, then we won't have clear thinking.
There you go.
Very interesting how the mind and the body are all connected.
They are.
And it is time that we realize that and honor those things in our lives, and to honor our intuition, those gut feelings that help to guide us, and to tap into that more often so that we can bypass some of the obstacles that might have been in our path and take the fast track, if you will, to clarity and to success in business and to serving others and to leading a more enjoyable life. So we have just had a wonderful conversation today, Susan. What would you like to give our listeners as an action item so that they can use the information that you've shared with them in their life to improve?
Well, first I'd like to start with a quote by Steve Jobs, a co-founder of Apple. He says, "Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. they somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. So the tips that I would suggest is, again, what we talked about earlier, create an environment when working to develop your intuition where you can be relaxed and focused. So all those ideas about being in or around water or driving in your car, anything that makes you relaxed. And then the a la intuition, answers a la intuition, so ask, listen, and act upon what you get. And then we talked about using intuition like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it gets. So also the other thing is, if people are interested in developing their intuition and they're not sure where to start, that's where I can come in, offering resources, of course. I have a free intuitive insights kit on my website at chiefintuitionofficer.com that includes a monthly intuitive insights newsletter and a free guide that's called Simple Tools to Master Your Intuition for Personal and Business Growth. So that actually has the information about the various intuitive senses and a lot more, the specific exercises that you can use to exercise your intuition. And then people can also look towards business intuitives, such as myself, for private consultations. Or there's a lot of training, business intuition training out there available, as well as books on using intuition.
And one of the books that you mentioned was by the MIT guy. That just sounds really interesting, that you are psychic, by Pete A. Sanders, Jr.
Right. And I actually have a resource list on my website that lists a whole bunch of books on intuition and even breaks it down by which ones are general, which ones are about medical intuition, and which ones are about business intuition. So the book by Pete Sanders is actually on that list as well.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Well, this has just been delightful. Susan, thank you so much for sharing with us. It's just been a complete amazing journey of learning about intuition and how it can benefit our business and our personal lives. I love the legacy that you wrote in your form. The legacy that you'd like to leave is for many more people to know that we are all born intuitive. All of us have that sixth sense.
That's right.
And that is it's a skill that everyone can develop, and to confidently use intuition as a second nature in all areas of life to enhance health, wellness, improve relationships, expand creativity, and as a valuable business resource to accelerate professional and business success. For corporations to have a chief intuition officer as a resource who helps the principals of the organization see a bigger vision for their business, and as a health and wellness resource for all employees as a medical intuitive. Fantastic. And there's a story that Jack Canfield talks about, and I believe it's Self-Esteem and Peak Performance. It's a tape series or CD set. And he talks about how this corporation would just write this guy a check. This was back in the 70s or 80s, and when $25,000 was a lot more. But every year they would just write him this check for $25,000, and he would go and sit in a room all by himself, and then somebody would take him a problem that they were having on a piece of paper, take it to him, and then he would emerge a few hours later with what he got. And it would be like this entire formula and this missing link to, like, perhaps a chemical formula. And when the scientists would see it, it would just be like, oh my gosh, that's it. But he was using his intuition and tapping into that universal consciousness, or the unconscious creative source, whatever you want to call it, the zero field.
Right.
There's so many names for it out there, but if you choose not to believe it, then you are cutting your nose off to spite your face, as my mother would say.
That's right. A quote by Albert Einstein where he says, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift."
Wow. Wow. You have to repeat that one more time.
"The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift."
Well, and that was written, what, 50, 60 years ago now?
Something like that, yes.
And have we gotten much better at it? Maybe?
A little bit, maybe. But not much.
Yeah, it's time to wake up, folks. It's time to wake up.
I do have one more quote by Jack Canfield, if you have time.
Please.
This is he has a chapter in his book, The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be.
I've taught that course. It's fantastic.
It's a great book. He says, you too can use intuition to make more money, make better decisions, solve problems more quickly, unleash your creative genius, discern people's hidden motives, envision a new business, and create winning business plans and strategies. I love that.
He's a smart guy. He's been on this road of success for quite a long time, and it's interesting to hear the background of how he came to this path. Very, very interesting guy. He lives just up the road from us in the Santa Barbara area. But in any case, a couple things for our listeners want to make sure that you know about. Today is Wednesday, so Find Your Focus was earlier today for the life coaching demonstration that we're offering. Please go to toolsforbetterliving.com to look at the whole schedule. Tomorrow at 4 is Celebrate Life. And what better way to start your coaching experience than with a celebration of your life and turning your life into something to celebrate. So check out toolsforbetterliving.com for the conference call information and the schedule. There's a different topic every day of the week. Also, tomorrow and Friday, I will be at one of the Peak Potentials, T. Harv Eker's Life Directions seminar. And for those of you a couple weeks ago who were listening, Adam Markell was our guest on Money Day, and he is actually going to be teaching this course as well as a couple of the Millionaire Mind Intensives coming up in the Southern California area. There's one in San Diego, there's one in LA, and there's even one in Santa Clarita, just neighboring us here in Ventura County. So, and if you would like a free ticket to that, email me at connectwithkimberlyreed@gmail.com. And that's connectwithkimberlyreed@gmail.com. I would be happy to gift that to you so that you can break through any bad habits, bad beliefs, unbeneficial things in your mind around money so that you can access more success in your life and perhaps tap into that intuition and for your business and other things to improve. And always a place of improvement is a great place to be, just on the cusp of uncomfortable so that you are growing and expanding that comfort zone. So dare to be more brilliant. Thanks again for Susan Ruppel. And again, chiefintuitionofficer.com. So check out her amazing gifts on her website. And we look forward to talking with you again, Missy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And again, dare to be more brilliant, shine a little brighter, and give other people permission to do the same. Take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. ¶¶